Watcher, it's that time again. It's the real enjoyment of jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And here's the Horace Silver Quintet to get us going.
Thank you.
another dip into the Swiss Radio Days series, and why not? On this occasion, both groups in this doubleheader recorded for a Swiss radio broadcast at their Zurich HQ, and then both groups performed that very same evening, March 59, at the Volkhaus in Zurich. One of the groups was the Horace Silver Quintet, whom we've just heard. Horace Ward Martin Tavares Silver, born in Connecticut to parents of Cape Verdean heritage, a founder member of the Jazz Messengers, Silver led inspirational quintets for some 50 years, and here's just one of them. Blue Mitchell trumpet, Junior Cook tenor, Horace piano, of course, Gene Tyler bass and Lewis Hayes drums. We heard one of Horace's own compos. In fact, his entire program was of his own songs. We heard Icaro, Horace spelt backwards. We may well hear from the other group at these Swiss events later. Probably, I'd say.
Some folks got a lot of dough, but they can't take it when they go. Some folks gather that old green stuff, but they can't seem to get enough. I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, I got no misery. I got plenty of plenty, got no lock on the door. Afraid somebody's gonna rob 'em while they're out making dough. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug off the floor, that's okay with me, 'cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, are all free. I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me. I got my man, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my guy, got my song.
Plenty of Nothing. George Gershwin wrote the music. Brother Ira, in conjunction with Dubois Heywood, wrote the lyrics for their 1935 folk opera Porgy and Bess, one of its better-known songs. It's sung here by Peggy Connolly, who, to my knowledge, only made this single LP as a leader. It was in L.A., Jan 56, for Bethlehem Records, and they laid on some very serious musos, and all under the direction of Russ Garcia. I'll quickly run down the list, if I may. Charlie Mariano, alto, Russ Cheever, soprano, Bill Holman, tenor, Jimmy Giuffre, baritone. The trumpets are Pete Candoli and Stu Williamson, Al Hendrickson, guitar, Max Bennett, bass, and Stan Levy, drums.
Thank you.
Live in Ljubljana, Yugoslavia, as it was back then in July 64, the Oscar Peterson Trio, and it's my fave lineup. Peterson, piano, Ray Brown, bass, Ed Thigpen, drums. They had nearly 6 years together as a unit, and it showed. May 59 until May 65. We heard Fly Me to the Moon, originally titled, by the way, In Other Words. This double Lone Hill Jazz CD also includes 9 songs from a London, England concert in the October of 64, but it's rather poorly recorded by comparison. But, as I mentioned earlier, why wait 42 years to release such a great live recording? And it was released in 2006, in case you think my maths is all messed up. It's Ellingtonian time this week. Thank you. That's from a fabulous Verve LP called Blues Are Plenty. That was the Johnny Hodges original Honey Hill, recorded in New York, April 58. It's a septet, inevitably with a good smattering of fellow Ellingtonians in the so-called Johnny Hodges Orchestra. Hodges on alto, Ben Webster tenor, Billy Strayhorn piano, Jimmy Woody bass and Sam Woodyard drums. And the two non-Ellingtonians aren't slouches either. Roy Eldridge trumpet, and he was on fire, and Vic Dickinson trombone. I pity anyone having to follow that, but I reckon pianist Freddie Redd can do it.
Thank you.
Freddie Redd, Redd with two Ds, pianist and leader on this May 88 live recording from the Studio Grill in Hollywood, California. That was Bud Powell's compo, I'll Keep Loving You, Al McKibben bass and Billy Higgins drums. Redd is a vastly underrated player. He achieved some recognition for his writing and playing the soundtrack of the play and then film The Connection. Usually, he's more a hard bop player. Good to hear his gentler side. Same could be said of Larry Willis. Here he is, with a very different sound to his usual fare. Larry Willis can often be almost abrasive in his piano playing. Wow, you wouldn't guess that from that song. He wrote all of the songs on this Maple Shade CD called Sanctuary, recorded at the piano company Leesburg, Virginia, in two sessions, Jan 2002 and then the September of that same year. The piano he played is one of the famous Fazioli's, in this case Model F 278. That song was called Good Friday, and Larry says it was, quote, his attempt to convey the pain and utter despair that must have overcome the faithful watching Jesus carry his cross up that stone-strewn little hill, unquote. Larry Willis piano, Joe Ford alto, Ray Codrington trumpet, Steve Novosel bass, and Steve Berrios drums, plus the Rick Schmidt strings. I think after that we need something cheerful.
Why do I love you? Let me count the ways. I love you first of all for your ever constant, never changing disposition, your even temper, always mad. I love you because the very air you breathe becomes filled with the lingering scent of roses, four roses. I love you for the gentle, haunting, unforgettable way you whisper my name, Seymour Schwarzkopf. I love you for the smart, sophisticated way you dress, even though your bathing suit has a hole in the knee. I love you for your crowning glory, your long, soft, luxuriant golden hair. And when I run my fingers through it, I love to hear you say, I'm glad you bought it for me. I love you for the raging, unquenchable flame that you have burned within my heart with your meatloaf. But most of all, I love you for your mind, for the book you wrote, How I Made $8 Million in the Stock Market.
True love song, Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Lindley Armstrong Spike Jones was the drummer, and he and his band specialised in parodies and send-ups, as they had become bored with playing the same standards every single night. Perhaps not to everyone's taste. You're lucky that was just one song. I have several LPs of his work. That was The Melody of Love. Anything will be a contrast now.
Thank you.
Oscar Pettiford's compo Blues in the Closet. Oklahoma-born tenor man Wardell Gray has become a legend in jazz circles. Originally a swing man, he spent 3 years in the Earl Hines Band before moving to the West Coast, where he worked with Benny Carter and had some ferocious so-called tenor battles with Dexter Gordon. Luckily, one of them recorded. He then worked with Benny Goodman and Count Basie, twice in both cases. He flipped-flopped between the two leaders. But then, seemingly at the height of his powers, in the very early 50s, his work started to dry up. He did have a serious drug problem, and then just before returning to regular work in May 55, he was found in the desert outside Las Vegas, dead, with his neck broken. He was just 34. On Blues in the Closet, recorded Jan 55 in Chicago, his very last recording, he was on fine form, with Gene Phillips trumpet, Tate Houston baritone, Norman Simmons piano, Victor Sproul's bass, Vernell Fournier drums. Next, Gone with the Wind. Duet, recorded live at the Fashion Club in Stockholm, April 1980, Gone with the Wind by tenorist Warren Marsh. And it's worth mentioning, I think, that he had the perfect death, if a death can ever be perfect. He died on stage at Dante's in LA in 87. The bassist was the Stockholm resident expat American Red Mitchell. Red had lived in Stockholm from 68, and he stayed there for most of the rest of his life. Here's a two-piano version of Monk's Rhythmening. recorded in Prague in April 81. Czech Emil Wiklicki, maybe not the right pronunciation, in fact, probably not, and American James Williams in a piano duet on Thelonious Monk's Rhythm and Ing. Williams had been teaching at Berkeley when Emil, safer to call him Emil, when Emil arrived at Berkeley, but within days Williams had left Berkeley having got the call to join Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, but the two kept in touch, and this Supraphon LP is the result. Let's go electric. That was Monk Montgomery, brother of Wes and Buddy, and a long-term member of the Master Sounds. He only made a few, I think three or four, maximum four certainly, albums as a leader, and this was his first, called It's Never Too Late. His LPs seemed to have one thing in common, rather oddly. They often didn't identify the song titles, either that or they didn't identify them correctly. This was listed on both the cover and on the actual LP as Toot Thielman's Bluesette, but it wasn't. It was, I think, The Lady. Recorded 70-ish. Even the dates on his recordings are vague or non-existent. Monk electric bass. And of course, no detail of the other musos anywhere, not even in the Tom Lord discography. Now, there will never be another you. Thank you. from the famous Montmartre Club in Copenhagen, Jan 64. The American expat Don Byas at his best, a man often overlooked in jazz histories, but enormously influential for tenor players. Here on There Will Never Be Another You, he's accompanied by Bent Axon piano, who else could it be on bass in Copenhagen, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, and William Schopf on drums, rather crackly old Polydor LP. And that just leaves us time for Steve Lacy on clarinet, Dick Sutton trumpet, Ray Anderson trombone, Don Sitalex baritone, Mark Trail bass, Bill DeHay drums. Let's hear Lisa. As always, I really hope you enjoyed all the numbers, although maybe the Spike Jones one only rates a 2-star review. Equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.